tens of millions of children are forced to work in countries around the world. The United Nations International Labour Organization called for an end to child labour Wednesday to mark World Day Against Child Labour. The Geneva, Switzerland-based ILO is holding its yearly International Labour Conference. Children as young as 5 are among the 152 million victims of child labour. Many of them work long hours for little or no money in slave-like conditions. The International Labour Organization says half of them are involved in unhealthy and dangerous work. The ILO says most children work in agriculture. They can also be found in the mining, building, fishing, and domestic service industries. Beata Andres is chief of the ILO's Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work branch. She told VOA that when children are forced into the worst forms of labor, such as debt slavery and sex work, they suffer permanent physical and mental damage. Andres said some progress has been made in reducing child labor in Asia and Latin America, but reductions in Africa are decreasing. She said Africa now has the highest levels of child labor in the world. This is not necessarily linked to a lack of action, Andres said, explaining that migration, poverty, and other problems can lead to child labor. Andres said she was pleased to see the African Union taking decisive measures to end child labor. She noted the AU is developing a 10-year plan to decrease child labor, as called for in the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. The SDG has called for the end of child labor by 2025. However, at the current level of reduction, Andres warns the world will easily miss that goal. I'm Susan Shand.